Well, good morning, church, and welcome to West Winds Community Church Online. We're so glad to have you here this morning. We're going to get right into our message. We're starting in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 to 26, and it goes like this. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, that the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being a part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the many parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you, and the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable, we treat with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. We will show ourselves to be followers of Jesus Christ by the way we use our spiritual gifts. Our spiritual gifts were intended to build up the body of Christ, leading us to become more mature and helpful to others, and at the same time, glorifying God. I want you to know today that when we use our gifts as God has called us to, then we are preparing ourselves to be a part of what he is doing in and around us. Now, during this time of the COVID-19 pandemic, people's worst and best instincts are coming out. But one of the positives is that has come out of this pandemic is that people with more resources have found ways to share that with others who are actually in more difficult times than they are. And more recently, actor Ryan Williams and his wife contributed about $1 million to the United States Food Bank and food banks in Canada. And he also gave $40,000 to the hospital in New York where he lives. Now, Reynolds was telling Stephen Colbert that he thinks that it's incumbent upon those who can give back to people at a particular time like this. He said that people are struggling to pay rent, they're struggling to buy food, and they need to be treated with dignity and respect, and that's a real integral part of democracy. Now, Reynolds is also giving back from some of the other companies he owns, which is Aviation American Gin and Mobile Mint, both of which he has a stake in. And with his Mobile Mint company, he is giving free data to its customers during the pandemic, which he said that it's an essential service that he believes in times of emergency. He thinks that most companies, if they can, need to give something back to those in need in some way. In addition to this, he's also set up a fund to support service industry workers. In our scripture today, Paul explains that God's wisdom and authority are the basis for the gifts that he's given us. And there are key verbs in these verses, whether it's apportioned or assigned or God arranged or he's God composed or God appointed. The one thing that our scripture is telling us today is that God is in control. We may not understand what or why he's doing things. We may not even agree with how he's doing what he's doing. But in the end, we need to recognize that he is under control. He's always working creative new ways of demonstrating his love and truth and power, but we just always don't understand everything he does and why he does it. Now, as we have already established before, the gifts we possess are from God, and they're to give the glory back to God. We have to take what we have and what we've been given and exercise it in our everyday lives in order for us to have a faith that comes together with our real life every day. See, we've seen that God is diverse in his expectations of how we use our gifts and how we serve others. And he doesn't follow a particular pattern that necessarily fits our expectations. And Paul reminds his readers in this scripture that they have received gifts from the Spirit, service gifts, working gifts, and each of these gifts are meant to be exercised for the benefit of the body at large. Paul also emphasizes our responsibility to exercise our gifts so that the purpose of the Holy Spirit can be accomplished within the community. Have you ever been to a Broadway show or seen a Broadway show? I don't know if a Broadway show has come to Vancouver, if you've ever got a chance to see it, but I recommend that you go and you check it all out. When I went to my first Broadway show, it amazed me at how everything worked so well together. It was quite incredible. Every musician, every singer, every stagehand brought this masterpiece together. If one of them was out of place, if they were off just a bit, then it impacted the whole entire show. Thankfully, the ones I've seen, it's all been good. But N.T. Wright uses the image of an orchestra with all its players to describe our calling or the call of the body as we exercise our gifts properly. When the orchestra follows the leader and everyone plays their part, the symphony comes through very clear. However, this won't happen if its members fail to exercise their gifts. Have you ever heard the saying, "Let's be the hands and feet of God"? Well, using our gifts as a means to build up and support the body or the church is where this came from. Being the hands and feet of Jesus simply means communicating the love of Jesus Christ to the people he created, which is everyone. You don't need to fix all society's problems, and you don't need to wage a culture war for justice as you see it. You just need to love people. I think that we can become frustrated with the fact that there are so many needs around us that there seems to be no end in sight, and we can be pulled in so many directions that we think we are supposed to fix everything. But we are not always placed in a situation to fix it. I would say that our true calling, as we talked about last week, is to shine and be the light of Jesus and to lead by his example, even in times when the situation is tragic or going to be tragic. We want to help people and we want to fix things so bad that sometimes we miss the point of our giftings, and that is to mirror Jesus Christ. Using our gifts to bless others is part of the reason why God has given them to us. We are granted them to ensure that God will be glorified in our lives and within our lives, and to build up others. And through this, we use our gifts. So last week, we started the beginning steps to find out our ministry and our giftings by dedicating ourselves to God and praying that Jesus will use us how he chooses. Secondly, we were to prioritize our life and get rid of distractions and just serve Jesus first. Get all that stuff out of the way, clear your calendar, this is a perfect time to do that, and prioritize your ministry, prioritize Jesus and your relationship. Thirdly, we had to figure out what our strengths were so that we could do that. And then there was a questionnaire that I sent out to you for those who requested, and you were to find that out that way. Our fourth step is that we need to realize the importance of other believers. Verses 4 and 5 say, just as each of us has one body and with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. Paul uses the analogy of the body, and there are four really important implications that I want us to understand here from what Paul is talking about in his anatomy lesson. In our chapter today, 1 Corinthians 12, it teaches us four important truths. One is that every member is a minister in Christ's body. We all have giftings, we all have abilities, we can all minister to other people, meaning we can all help and serve others. You all have the ability, not just the professional pastors, but we're all ministers and serve because we are Christians. It's just that simple. The second one is every member has a different function, and as we talk through our scripture today, it's very clear we all have a purpose, whether we believe it's important or not. We all have a different function and a purpose. The third one is that every member's ministry, so every member's giftings, every person's whatever they're doing to serve God, is important. We can't devalue it because we don't think it's right. We can't devalue it. You can't devalue your own ministry because you think it's less than someone else's. It's important, it's valuable, and we need you. The fourth one is that every member belongs to all the others. We are all in this together. It's all part of the big plan that we work together. Remember, if we look in verse 21, it says, the eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you, and the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. They all need each other. And Paul says that we have different gifts according to the grace that God has given us: prophesying, serving, teaching, encouraging, contributing, leadership, showing mercy. And those are just some of the spiritual gifts. That's not all of them, that's just a few. So we're all in this together. You can't get rid of each other. You can't get rid of me, and I can't get rid of you. We cooperate with each other, with other believers, and we recognize that nobody is an island unto themselves. I need your ministry, you need my ministry, and we need the ministry of everyone else around us because we all are serving together. The fifth step in all of this is that we need to keep the unity. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. Yes, the pandemic has shown us how many have shared their resources with others in need. I think of our Christmas hamper program that we did and how it served so many people in the community. And I also think of our school lunch program that is actually continuing and people are being involved right now as we're in the service. They are serving in the school lunch program, making lunches for kids that need it that don't eat well or at all. And so when they're in school, they're fed and they'll be able to learn better. We know that when you're fed, you learn better. And when you learn better, you become better. But the other side of this pandemic, it has shown us division. And this is where I really want to focus on for a couple minutes. Division. People are mad at each other. They're mad for silly things. And most of it has to do with our North American culture of views when it comes to personal rights and freedoms in relation to the pandemic, as well as political views. I'm here to tell you today that our focus needs to be on, firstly, our relationship with God, and then our relationship with others. This is basic Christian gospel. This is the basic message of Jesus Christ. This is the gospel of the New Testament. This is the message in the Old Testament. We need to keep the unity, and we need to keep politics and conspiracy theories out of Christianity. There is no room for it, and we don't need it. People want to hear, and they need to hear the message of Jesus Christ, not your political opinion and not your conspiracy theories. So, no matter how we view certain things, it's important that we recognize that our conspiracy theories and our political views are not to be put in front of our relationship with God and our relationship with others. Very clear, very basic gospel, very basic Bible. Now, we won't stay on that any longer. The sixth step is that we need to actually do it. I'm a man of action. I like to make decisions. I like to be decisive. Our job every day is to distribute God's grace to everyone we come in contact with. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 says, "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms." By showing God's love to others, even when they don't deserve it, is exactly what we have been asked to do. Again, this is the message of Christ. This is all throughout Scripture. I'm here to say that talk is cheap. Let's start some action. Let's get doing stuff. It is much easier to say you'll do something than actually do it. So my challenge for you this week is every morning in your devotions, and I hope you're doing your devotions. If not, jump back in there, get on it, make the decision. Remember, it's better to do it than just talk about it. But in our devotions, we're going to ask God to help us serve others even when we feel like they don't deserve it. And I promise you, when you see things from that perspective, it's going to change how you view all sorts of things. Let me pray for you as we close. Father, thank you for this day, and thank you for everyone listening. Thank you for everyone within my voice. I pray that as we move forward, that we will recognize that we all have a gift to give. We all have a way of serving. We all have a way of being a part of the body of Christ. Let us recognize that no gift is more important than the other. We are all valuable. And so, Father, as we look towards serving others, let us reach out to those, even when we feel like they don't deserve it. Let us have the mindset of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name. Everyone said, amen. Well, God bless you. I hope you have a great week, and we're going to see you next Sunday. Stay safe out there.